Welcome back to Revive Nations podcast. Revive Nations is a global ministry with one mission: to raise an army of Jesus lovers around the world. Prepare your heart to receive something fresh from the voice of God, Prophet Shaiju Matthew, and be revived, renewed, and restored.
Hello, hello. Welcome to Revive Nations with Shaiju Matthew. My name is Tini Matthew, and it is a pleasure to have you with us. We want to wish you a merry, blessed, Holy Ghost-filled Christmas season. And we are so delighted to come to your house with this program. The man of God is going to bring a very special word to you. Make sure to invite your friend or your family member so they can hear this word along with you. This is going to bless your family and your children, so make sure that you get them to join you, as this word is going to bless a lot of young people. This is the word that the prophet shared to a group of young people in Australia as well. Make sure to follow us on Revive Nations and YouTube, as the word will be uploaded there as well, so you can listen to it once again. I will see you shortly. Enjoy the word.
I was teaching to a school in Australia. There was about 1,300 kids that came into a service. They were Christians by birth. They were in a Christian school. So I stood there and I prophetically started unlocking them. I don't think they will even realize what we've done, because sometimes the seed is very powerful, but yet you don't see it. It was beautiful. I won't go into details, but I taught them something that I received in the moment while I was standing before them that I want to share with you. I told them this. I said, when Adam and Eve, when they sinned, they fell short of God's standard and they were kicked out of the garden. From that moment onwards, God knows that He's dealing with humanity that has fallen short of the standard He placed for humans. And then when you see Jesus coming down, searching for that human race, that is Jesus coming, searching for them, knowing their brokenness, knowing their failure, knowing that this is the failed group. These are the guys that disappointed me in the garden. So when He comes, is He coming because you're perfect? He's coming because He knows that you messed up. So there is no need for you to go and hide behind a bush, because when He loved you, He's loving you because He knows you broke up, you messed up, you fell, you deactivated something. Are you following what I'm saying? So there's no need for Ananias and Sapphira to come to the presence of God and act spiritual. I've said this, the church is full of actors, because we are under pressure. Oh, you look at that sister, she is so much on fire. Oh, that revelation, this revelation. And you're looking at her and saying, I feel nothing. And then you say, oh, the prophet, this message, this sermon. And you're thinking, I don't even remember what they preached last week. And you feel very unspiritual among a group of spiritual people. And now you feel the need to fake it. If there is one person that loves you for you, it is our Lord Jesus. So my question is, the week that you messed up, why are you coming to church and sulking? It's so quiet in here. The week that you messed up, why are you coming in the church and not clapping hands? Why are you punishing God for your sin? Did He not already love you knowing that you are sinful? And then you come and you withdraw yourself because the enemy has convinced you to have a phase of perfection. but without the reality of perfection. And this is how many people are separated. Life leaves them, not because, oh my God, can I repeat it? Life leaves them not because they failed, but they wanted to fake like they made it. The church must be that one location that you can be 100% yourself. The church must be the place where you know that the day I messed up is the day I need to run faster, sing louder, clap harder, give greater, because He still loved me. Isn't that what happened in the garden? When they messed up, instead of going to God and saying, boss, I'm sorry. I'm not worthy to be called a son. Let me at least be your servant. Instead of going to God like that, they hid behind the bush. Bush. Have you seen a bush? God is coming. How tall is this God? Or how short is He? That you think you can hide behind? Some of you are not laughing because you're guilty. You think, if I don't just laugh, I can just get through with this guilt. Instead, they should have ran at the sound of hearing His footsteps. They should have hugged His feet. And they shouldn't have let go of His feet until God says, I pardon you. And we would have all still be in the Garden of Eden today. So when you feel unqualified, is the best time to walk into the embrace of your Father. Okay, I showed you what the enemy does to separate. Now let me show you God, what God does. There is a divine separation. Oof. This is the kind of separation we need. Acts chapter 1 and verse 9.
And when He had said these things, as they were looking on, He was lifted up, and a cloud took Him out of their sight.
A cloud took Him out of their sight. The only separation that is allowed is when the cloud of God separates you. The best separation that is allowed is when the cloud of God descends and separates you from the things of this world. This is the separation that Enoch longed for. The cloud that separates us. The presence of God that separates us. Child of God, there's two clouds. Two clouds. There is one cloud of darkness that tries to separate you from God. And there is a cloud from God that separates you from the world. There's always a cloud of sin that is so appealing to your flesh. Huh? There is a reason why Jesus said, pray, lead us not into temptation, because when temptation comes, it's too late. So you have to pray, lead us not into it. That means so that you need to escape it before it comes. Once it comes, you'll be find it very hard to say no to it. That is why it's called a temptation. Are you listening?
Yes.
So there is a cloud that comes upon you, and now you're functioning in your flesh. It's a cloud of sin that comes, and now you're provoked to do things that you never thought you would do. And you're shocked. You're like, oh my God, what? I cannot believe. I cannot believe I did this. I cannot believe I thought like this. I cannot believe that I had this desire in me. It's a cloud of sin. How many of you know what I'm talking about? You're all acting like you don't know what. Anyone know what I'm talking about? And all of a sudden, you're doing things out of character. You never did that in your country, but now you come to Canada and there is a cloud that is leading you that is not from God. May that cloud be lifted right now in Jesus' name. Oh, Shabanta. And then there is a godly cloud that comes upon you. When that godly cloud comes upon you, you are now led by that cloud. That cloud is what came upon Israelites that separated them from all the enemies that surrounded Israel. When the enemies looked, they saw a nation with a cloud. They said, let's not attack them. A cloud that separated them from the rest of the world. May a cloud descend upon you today.
Amen.
There is a moment when the disciples were with Jesus. Jesus calls them and said, come up with me. A bunch of the disciples went shopping to get some food. Ish. The cravings of our flesh has to be fed. Eh? But there was three of them. They decided to starve their flesh and feed their spirit. Look at your neighbor. They didn't hear me. Starve the flesh and feed the spirit. Where everyone is like, it's lunchtime. Let's go get some bread. And Jesus is like, yeah, go ahead. Go get some bread. But Peter, James and John are like, it's okay. You guys go. Yeah. Nice bread. Go ahead. But Peter, James, and John says, it's okay. We, Jesus needs bodyguards. We'll stay here. You guys go ahead. Yeah. Wisdom. Because they know Jesus has a way of withdrawing from everyone else and doing things that others are not doing in this generation. I am not going to be left behind. And God is looking for a group of people that will come up the mountain. In order for the cloud to come down, you must go up. Look at your neighbor and say, in order for the cloud to come down, you must go up. There's a missing cloud in your life. You're not called to just be a churchgoer. You're called to carry a cloud. Starve your flesh. Go up the mountain. And the clouds will come and separate you from everybody else's sight. Your enemy will not be able to see you. I wish somebody can shout an amen on this. I said demons will not be able to touch you. Spirits that are fighting your house, they shall not be able to have victory over you. Weapons that are formed against you shall not be able to touch you. Because God will make a covenant with you. When you go up the mountain, God will make a covenant with you. The cloud may locate some people here. A group of people that will go up the mountain so that the cloud can come down. If you're writing, please write it down. Starve your flesh. Go up the mountain. and the cloud will come down. I'm giving you a formula. Starve your flesh. Yes. Your flesh likes so many things. Tell your flesh, you are not the boss. I am in control. Yes. Don't feed your flesh what it likes. You feed your spirit what God wants. When you begin to do that, child of God, you will begin to see it will be easy for you to go up the mountain to pray. Prayer becomes easy. When you feed your flesh, you want to take a nap. Huh? When you feed your flesh, you want to take a... How many of you know what I'm saying? After the, that is why after you eat, in number 20 minutes, you feel like, I should take a small nap. When you feed your flesh, yay, you can't climb up the mountain. How many of you like, you ate so well and now you want to go jogging? You will puke. Are you listening to what I'm saying? You can't eat and run. So when you feed your flesh, you don't have the capacity to go up the mountain. Something makes prayer numb. Your prayer time becomes numb. You don't feel like praying. You're praying, but you're, thank you for the beautiful day. You know, your flesh was fed all week, but now you're trying to pray and you can't pray. But when you begin to say no to sin, when you begin to say no to your flesh, you may not be able to say no to many things, but try saying 2-3 no's. You will see your spirit is getting stronger, stronger. Then you'll be able to say no to 5. Then you'll be able to say no to 10 things. And then you'll run up the mountain. Because sin brings guilt and condemnation. You don't have the passion to pray. So look at the way you're praying and you'll know. Like, God, if possible. God, if it's okay. God, I won't ask for any more things. Just this one time. These are signs that your flesh is fed and you don't have confidence. Because when you're confident, you won't say, Lord, this is the last time I'll ask. You know, as a son and a daughter, you can ask again and again and again and again. And He will do it for you because you are His beloved daughter. I don't hear you. Confidence to run up the mountain. So monitor your prayer life. Monitor your prayer life. It is a sign of whether the cloud is on your life. Monitor your prayer life. Monitor the energy you had in prayer. It is a sign if your flesh or the spirit is strong. And when you begin to do that, the cloud will come upon you. When the cloud comes, your battle is already won. When you walk in the cloud, you won't pray when you have a need. Because when the need comes, you're already ahead. Enemy has no claim. So you know the enemy cannot steal, kill and destroy. Because you're already under the cloud. Your heart is one with God. There is nothing in your life that is not repented of. Something about the cloud. You know the battle is already won. So don't worry about your last week. Don't worry about your last month. Don't worry about your last year. But going from today, seek the cloud. When the cloud come upon your life, every limitation will be broken in Jesus' name. There is a word that is coming out so loud into my spirit. I need to read this before I close. Genesis chapter 31, verse 13. I am the God of Bethel, where you anointed a pillar and made a vow to me. Now arise, go out from this land and return to the land of thy kindred. God is saying, I am the God of where? A location. It is a location. And he's saying, where you anointed a pillar. That means it wasn't even God who did it. It was you who anointed a pillar. And God accepted that offering. How do you anoint a pillar? You pour oil. Those days, oil was very precious, very difficult. They didn't have the machinery to make oil. And he pours that oil before the presence of God. And he's saying, you anointed that location for me. And he said, you made a vow to me. And God was okay to be known by a location. God is saying, I've seen you making a covenant. I have seen you making a vow. God is going to remember your vow. Oh, Ramasalata Kapasa. You tell God, Lord, remember my vow. Jacob made that vow. He said, God, if you can bring me back safely, I will give you my tithes. I will do this. I will do that. God is saying, I remember your vows. Somebody tell him, Lord, I will serve you. That becomes a vow before the Lord. God, I want to serve you. Me and my house, we will serve you. Laho Shapata Kataka. God of Bethel will be your God. The God of Bethel is going to release a cloud on your life. Make a covenant with God. Acts chapter 13, verse 2 says, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work where I have called them. God is saying, separate them to serve me. They're still going to be with people, but God does not see them as with people. God sees them separated. God is calling for people that you will be with people, but you will be separated from the people. One more time. You will be with people, but you will be separated from the people. God is separating you to his service. I sense an unction coming to many places that are watching online. What has divided you from the Lord? What has removed you from the Lord? Begin to confess that. Say, God, nothing in my flesh will separate me from you. No friends will separate me from you. The Lord says, I call you to serve me. Nothing that the enemy does in your life can disqualify you from my presence. Hey, shada ba 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 ba. Nothing that the enemy does can separate you from the call of God on your life. Somebody shout Jesus! Let the call of God manifest on your life. You've been craving to serve the Lord. You've been craving. You just don't know how. What can I do? How do I do it? But I just want to serve the Lord. I don't want to work. I don't want to be working for the world. I want to serve the Lord. I want to do ministry. I don't know how, but Lord, use me. God is separating people today. God is separating people to serve. You cannot stay where you are anymore. You cannot stay in your seats. Get out and run to the front. Put a demand. Let your cry be heard in heaven. Yes, if you want to serve the Lord, you have to make that passion known. You have to let the Lord know you cannot pass me by. Isaiah asked the Lord, send me.
Wow, wow, wow. What a word. What a word. This God we serve is amazing and mighty. We can go to this God boldly and confidently in His presence. And I believe that the cloud of God has filled your house. Let me say a quick word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for heavens are open upon your children, Lord. Lord, as they have received this word, Holy Spirit, I pray that you will transform them on the inside, Lord. This word will penetrate into their spirits, Lord Jesus. And I believe that every dry bones will come alive. Every dead situation will come alive. Their passion and hunger for you will be stirred up, Lord. And you will usher them into this new grace, into this new season, and into a new level of anointing. And let them see the manifested presence of Jesus in a way they have never seen before in their life, as they allow the word to penetrate into their spirits, Lord. All this we ask in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Until next time, see you on the same network. God bless you and shalom.
Distance is not a barrier to God. RevivNations.tv is now open to live participation to our services.